Great. Let's get up for Travis and Brogan. All right. How are y'all? It's Tuesday, so it's not Monday, so it's already better. My name is Janae Rogers, if you don't know me. I'm the director of social media here. And I am so excited to get to introduce our guests today. I've been blessed to know the Etter family for what feels like my whole life, definitely Ethan's whole life. I grew up with his brother and sister in youth group in Abilene, and where they were, Ethan was not far behind. Everyone knew Ethan. You couldn't not know Ethan. And now that he's grown up, not only do I feel old, I can only imagine that he can be found dreaming up his next shenanigan or two. He is a huge baseball fan, loves people, loves public speaking, and you will love listening. Hope is his best friend. She loves singing, karaoke, and she loves dancing, and has been known to zestfully belt out the national anthem at random times, which we should know lots about, Follies. No stranger to that. So she would love to go to college someday at ACU, right? It's fine, I guess. Kidding. We support ACU. She loves bossing her mom around, which who doesn't? And she anticipates becoming an empress of a small nation someday. So without further ado, let me introduce Ethan and Hope.
Good morning, everyone. Today, I wanted to talk about something very important, how God brings good from all things. The Bible says, in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. That does not mean everything is easy. It does not mean everything feels good, but it does mean that God is always working, even in hard times, even in times of change, even in times of pain. God sees the whole picture. We only see a small part. He can turn hard days into stronger faith. He can turn fear into courage. He can turn differences into gifts. The song played earlier from the musical Wicked says, because I knew you, I have been changed for good. That line is simple, but it is powerful. The people we know shape us, they help us grow, they help us love better. As college students are learning many things, you are reading books, you're writing papers, you are training for jobs, but you are also learning how to live. Sorry, give me 1 minute. With others, you are learning how to serve. You are learning how to build community. Here is something very important. We all belong in God's presence together. Not just some of us, not the smart ones, not the strong ones, not just the popular ones. I am popular.
Hey, popular right here.
All of us, every race, every ability, every background, every story. I love reading. In the Bible, we see that Jesus welcomed people who were left out. He ate with them, he walked with them, he loved them. When we come into God's presence, we do not stand alone. We We stand side by side because Jesus knows us. We have been changed for the better. That makes me think about people with Down syndrome. People with Down syndrome are made in the image of God. They may learn in a different way. They may speak in a different way, but different does not mean less. Different can be beautiful. Many people with Down syndrome show great joy. They show honest love. They remind us to slow down. They remind us that each person matters. And here is the truth. We need each other. We are not meant to live alone. We are not meant to worship alone. We aren't meant to build the world alone. We belong in God's presence together. And when we stand together, we will grow stronger. God does not make mistakes. Every person is here on purpose. Every person has gifts. Some gifts are loud, some gifts are quiet, but all gifts matter. As Christian college students, you are leaders now, and leaders for the future. You will become teachers, nurses, pastors, business owners, parents, and friends. You will help shape churches, schools, and cities. You can help build a better world, a world where all people are welcome, a world where all people are included, a world where no one sits alone, a world where everyone has a place at a table. When we choose kindness, we build that world. When we listen to build that world. When we speak up for someone who's left out, we build the world. And when we love the way God loves, we are changed for good. So let us choose to belong to God together. Let us choose to welcome others together. Let us work side by side to build a world that reflects God's heart. Because all things God is working for good. When we love each other well, we will see the good grow. Thank you.
Thank you for my best friend for your speech. And before you leave, bless my brother getting married. For my sister-in-law, my brother's name is Samuel. Anyone, before you leave, bless my brother. His name is Samuel Eli Eller. Can you bless him? Get married. And Scotty, I love you, girl. Dash, I played Minecraft last night. And I played Skylanders while that do. Love, Dash.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for allowing us just a moment to come take time out of our day to refocus our minds on you in the midst of everything that's going on. Father, thank you for this time in chapel that we could focus on some people that sometimes go unseen in our society. Father, help us to understand that though our roles in your kingdom look different, that they are all just as important to you. Father, thank you for blessing us. Thank you for this university that you use throughout the world for your purposes and the people that come here. It's in your son's name that we pray. Amen.
Go to class.